And we are doing mitzvah Mem Vav. Mem Vav 46. Well, this is the last mitzvah, at least for now, related to issues of Am Ivriya and Evet Ivri. Mitzvah Mem Vav, Shelo Legroa, She'er Ksus Va'ona. If there were two mitzvahs related to Shalom Bayis in the Torah, this would be one of them. One of them is the marriage mitzvah that we'll have Be'ez Hashem and Parshas Kisetze. And the other mitzvah is this one right here. Shelo Legroa, She'er Ksus Va'ona, that the husband must not give less, minimize his obligations that he has to his wife. This is learned out from an Ami Ivriya, but it really, as Chazal assume, applies to any marriage. Shakal kone Ami Ivriya v'yada, as we learned a couple of days ago, if yid is performed either by the father or the son, the master or the master's son, shalo yigrala she'era ksusavonasa, he does not give less to her than the normal expected she'er ksusanona. What are those three things? She'er ksusanona. Upirish she'er, this is the machlokas tanaim, this is the chinuch shita. She'er is mazon, food. A husband has a responsibility to provide food for his wife. Uksus kimashma'o. Ksus means clothing. Ksus, lachasos, to cover. Va'ona derech eretz. Ona is conjugal rights, sexual responsibilities that the husband has for a wife. That's she'er ksus va'ona according to the Sefer HaChinuch. If you look in the Ramban ala Torah right here argues. He says, he holds like the other Manda Amar in the Gemara, and he says, "Ve'algam al derech apshat lama yaske b'mazono she'er she'er." What does she'er she'er means food according to the Chinuch? No, it doesn't. You never find in the Torah that the word she'er means food. Says the Ramban. The Ramban says she'er. Where do we find the word she'er? She'er always means a relative. She'er basar means the relative, a relative to you. V'haroi she'yaskil lachma. The Torah should say lachma ksus va'ona ki al halechem yichyeh adam ubo yichiv. And he says the Eben Ezra tries to explain it. She'era mazon she'ya'amit she'era she'hi basara. See, he's the Ramban says, no, I disagree. The Ramban says, against the chinuch, only one of the three responsibilities that we have just listed off is daraisa. The other two are derabanan. Everybody agrees that the husband has to do it. She'er ksus va'ona. But the Ramban says, the only one that is daraisa is the last one. Ona, the physical responsibilities that the husband has. It always refers to being close to a person's flesh, being close to a person's body. She'er, skipping a couple lines, she'er zuishto. He quotes the pasuk from Bereishis, v'davak b'ishto v'hayilu basar achad. V'de'she'era karo basar, v'ksusa ksus mitasa. She'er is being close to her physically. Ksus is ksus mitasa, related to the bed. Ona, ona sheyavo leleis dodem, as we'll talk about. Different times that the husband has to be with his wife. And all three words in the pasuk, says the Ramban, refer to the same obligation. Vatam shaloti acheres yosheves lo amita kvoda. That's the whole point of yiyud. Even if there is another wife involved, he cannot make less any of the responsibilities that he has for each one. Zepi Rishnachon, Kiderach HaKasa, B'chol Makom, Lahazkir HaMishkav, B'lashen Nakiyu, B'kitzer. It says it in this hidden way, because that's what the Torah does. It writes Ramazim to certain ideas and actions. It doesn't say it outright, because the Torah writes B'lashen Naki. And then he says at the end that Mizonos and Malbushe HaIsha is Midirabanan. Okay, so that is a machlokas rishonim. Ona, the physical, conjugal rights that a husband has to a wife is for sure daraisa. What about mazon? What about ksus? So that is midrabanan according to the Ramban, daraisa according to the chinuch. Okay, so that's this mitzvah is the mitzvah of responsibilities of the husband to the wife. Ubechlal lavzeh kol benos Yisrael gamkein. Kedidus the chinuch, as we just said, this really applies to all Jewish women. Shelo legro lehen davar me'ela. Any husband, not just an Ami Ivriya, any husband has this obligation. V'kavachomer advarim, and it's really a kavachomer. Im lazulo yigra kol shekein la'acheres benos chorin. If this woman, who we discussed a few days ago, it might not even be a full marriage, whatever the status of miyuedes is, surely if somebody is in a full ishus marriage, so then the responsibilities exist. Vizeh shekasov kemishpat habanos yasela. That's what it means in the pasuk when it says, you shall hear the Ami Ivriya, you shall do like all the law of all women. Really, amru b'mechilta shu balalami v'nim salamid. Even though the pasuk sounds like you should do to the Ami Ivriya whatever you do to normal women, the source for normal women is Ami Ivriya. So really it's just the opposite. Shehabanos lamedos bimena. So this is the mitzvah of responsibilities. The Rambam, I've mentioned it a number of times in various contexts, it's the Rambam that talks about Shalom Bayis, the beautiful depiction of the ideal marriage between a husband and a wife. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, in Perek Tezvav, the Rambam says, each of the spouses in the relationship should think of the other one as the king, as the queen. She should not withhold anything from her husband to pain him. Sorry, where's the Lashon? We'll get to it in a second. A man should respect his wife even more than he respects himself. And if he has money to spend, spend it on her. Don't instill fear in her. Always benachas, quietly, v'lo ye'atzei v'lo roges. Not angry, even if I'm angry about something in the office, angry about something else, don't take it out on a wife. V'chein tzivu chachamim ala isha, shetei mechabedes es baila, b'yoser midai. And also the other side, the wife should be mechabed the husband, even more than she's mechabed anyone else. V'yela mora, and even though he is allowed to instill fear in her, she should be in awe of him. V'te'asa kol ma'aseh al piv, and everything should be in consonance with what he wants. V'yihye be'enehal kamosar o melech. He should be in her eyes like a king. Mahalechas b'tavat libo, and she shall try to do whatever he wants, so it works in both directions. Says the Rambam, v'zehu derech benos Yisrael u'bnei Yisrael ha'kadoshim ha'tahorim b'zivukan. This is the ideal marriage of benos and bnei Yisrael that are holy and that are pure. Again, a very high level, each being mechabit each other, and each going al derech ha'torah. Famous story of Shlomo Zalman at his wife's levaya. Again, there were many Edom that saw it take place, it was recorded. Rav Shlomo Zalman, when he's following his wife's Aaron, so he says, you know, the minhag is to ask mechila. When you go to Levaya, the children, the spouse, they always ask mechila. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, but we never had a fight. So there's nothing to ask mechila for. Only Rav Shlomo Zalman could say. He wasn't saying it off guy, but he was saying it off. Everything they did in their life was exactly what the Torah said to do. So he said, I have nothing to ask mechila for. Maybe he couldn't even be masig. But that's the ideal. That's the ideal, and that's what we have to live up to. It's a beautiful thought again that has come up in the past. The Gemara in Ksubis and Avches tells us that, at least according to one man, to Amar, Adam Arishon, Adam and Chava, when they were created, they were first created as one. First created as one. What's the Pashas of the Psukim? It was one being, and then a rib was taken out, and then what's the ultimate purpose of life? To come back together. Isn't that unusual, asked the Marsha? Ksubas Daf Ches. We're together to start, and then we're separated, and then we come back. Says Rav Aviner in one of his Sfarim. Rav Aviner has many, many Sfarim hats. One of his Sfarim, Pirkei Ava, which he writes in the Akdama, where Shiurim given to newlyweds, writes there that it's all based on the Gemara Nida that we've mentioned. The Gemara Nida tells us that Malach teaches a baby, call it to Akula, and then it causes him to forget it, and then he has to relearn it. The question is, if he's going to cause him to forget it anyway, so why teach it to him in the first place? The answer is to create a natural connection to Torah. And throughout one's life, even though we don't realize it, whenever we feel something, and we feel that hargasha, that warmth in our heart of, oh, there's a certain vart that I like, something that connects to me, that's going back to the womb. That's that pitil yid that's created by the malach learning in the womb. Says Rav Aviner, it's the same thing here. When a marriage takes place, it should be looked at as a returning of two halves of one coin. They started off, just like Adam and Chava started off together, every husband and wife starts off together. They're separated throughout their lives, but when they find their match, it should be looked at and they should each feel that they are each half of one coin. And that's what the Rambam is describing, that they each are mechabit each other and think of each other and put each other in the center of the universe. Rav Hirsch even writes in Parshas Toldos, he's medayik in the pasuk, when Yitzchak Avinu brings Rivka into the tent, what does it say there? It says he brings her into the tent vayehaveha, and he loves her. Ask Rav Hirsch, didn't he love her first, and that's why he brought her into the tent? Says Rav Hirsch, no. In romantic marriages, as he calls them, he's not against romance. Everybody, I think. that Judaism believes in romance. But in what he calls romantic marriages, marriage is not based on any substance. So there, it's love, or what they think is love, and then it's marriage, and then it peters out over time. Yadus believes that love is supposed to grow through the marriage. Yitzhak Avinu brings her into the tent, vayehaveha, because more and more, the more marriage takes place, the more we should love our spouses. But again, this is what this mitzvah is about. This mitzvah is about the responsibilities that a husband has for the wife. There are other responsibilities that the wife has to the husband as well, but this is the mitzvah of husband to the wife. Okay, we'll get back to another point about Shalom Bayis in a little bit from Rav Pam. From Rav Pam, we'll get to that soon. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Midini HaMitzvah. What are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? Masha Amr Zecharna Lovracha, Hamasne Mishto Amanash Ein Lochalai Sherksus Va'ona Madino. The Gemara talks about in Ksubas Daf Nun Vav. What's the halacha if somebody gets married on condition that he does not have these responsibilities? Right? A person can get married with any condition. I'm Kudesh Li Amanas that it snows tomorrow. Hariyam Kudesh Li Amanas that I'll give you this. Amanas that he's a Kohen. I can say anything I want. I can make any condition. What about this condition? Amanas that I don't have to give you Mizonos. I don't have to support you. Are you allowed to do that? So the Gemara says that's called Masna Mashkasa BaTorah. That's making a condition against what it says in the Torah. So the Gemara discusses if you say Tno Batal there or not. But that's the Gemara that discusses that this is part and parcel, the definition of a marriage. She'erksus fa'ona, that is part and parcel of a marriage. So also, just to mention, once it's here, it's a very important Tosfos there. In Ksubas and Daf Nun Vavim and Aleph. What is the halacha? If somebody gives a ring to his wife and says, Hari amu kudeshes li, betavazu, al menas, that I do not have any physical responsibilities to you. No obligations. You know what the halacha is? The t'nai is batel, and they're married. And he has those responsibilities. That's the halacha. So ask Tosus, but what do you mean? You want to tell me that he's not allowed to make a condition against the Torah, so he should say the whole thing is null and void. Throw the marriage out. How could you say that he's bound by it? He didn't have that in mind. Says Tosfos over there, Va'omer Ri, says a big yesod about the idea of a t'nai, the idea of a condition. Says Tosfos there, the whole idea that I can make a t'nai on something is a chiddush. I'm doing an action now. If I do an act, my act should be complete. I'm making a condition on something? That's a chiddush. So we learn that out from B'nai Gadda B'nai Reuven at the end of Sefer Bamidbar. But the second that there's a problem with the t'nai, so we say the chiddush doesn't apply, but you still did the action. So Tosfos says, that's the Tosfos that says, all t'naim are chiddushu, and therefore if there's a problem with the t'nai, we throw out the t'nai, but the maisa still stands. Eat lav the alfidon mitznai b'nai gona b'nai ruven. If I wouldn't learn from it, hava amina the shum t'nai in of adal samaisa. You can never make a thing. What do you mean? You get married on condition that something happens? Who cares about what happens? You did the action. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos, Daf Nun Vav, Amen Aleph, in Mesechus Ksubas. Okay, so that's what the Chinuch alludes to here. What would be the din if you make it tonight? Let's continue now. Umasha Amru Shahisha Ola Imabav Eni Yored. That's the halacha is that if a woman is used to a certain standard, the husband might have to keep that standard. Lefichach Mechashin Mizono Seha Viksusa Lefi Ma'alaso. Food and clothing go by not what the husband is used to, says the Gemara, but whatever the wife is expecting. Obviously, that's to be spoken about before the marriage, but this is Mizonos and Ksus. Let's talk about a couple of points related to this. And that is Ksus. There is an obligation, obviously, always, to Ksus, let's say according to the Chinuch, it means clothing, to supply the wife with adequate clothing. It does not mean that the wife could say, you know, I want to buy a zillion things and go overboard and spend the whole bank account, but everything within reason. But we understand the message of this halacha. There is, though, a specific time of year that there is a special mitzvah for the husband to buy his wife clothing. And that is, as it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Yantif time. Special mitzvah for everybody to be happy, Simchas Yatif, for every man to be happy, but a special mitzvah for him to be misameach, his wife and children. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Chayv Adam Liyot, this is in Tav Kuf Chav Tes, Simchas Yatif. Chayv Adam Liyot Sameach V'tov Lev B'moed. It's a mitzvah for a person to be happy on Yatif. Hu V'ishto Ubanav V'chol Hanil V'melav. Right, and everybody with them. Ketzan V'samchan, how? Haketanim Nozem Kloyos V'gozim. Children, buy them candies. Buy the kids candies for Yantav, special Yantav treats. Nashim, kona lahem, bigadim, betachshitim, kafi mamono. clothing or jewelry. Special mitzvah kiyum da'oraisa for a husband to buy his wife gifts for Yontif. Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. V'chayev l'hachil, and he says to give tzedakah as well. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So even though there's a general obligation for a husband to support his wife and give his wife everything, but especially Yontif time. Rav Pam, it's a little pamphlet I once got in the mail a couple years ago called The Peaceful Home from Rav Pam. Rav Pam, it's all about Shalom Bayis. Rav Pam writes, if anybody is in a situation where for a certain number of years, the wife is supporting him. Let's say the husband is learning. And therefore the wife is supporting the husband so the husband can learn. Rav Pam says, make sure the husband knows that that is non me'ikar hadin. The wife is going lefnim ishuras hadin there. Because what does it say in the ksuba, as we'll talk about soon? The husband has to support his wife. Not the wife support the husband. That's not the din. The din says Rav Pam. Rosh Hashiva of Tar V'das. Rav, the din is that the husband has to support the wife. This could be a she. He says here, if this is the only part of the ksuba obligations that he actively fulfills, in many kollel households, it is the wives themselves who are willingly shoulder the burden of supporting the family by seeking employment. These speaks volumes about the purity of spirit and the love of Torah. Nonetheless, it is important to realize that this is purely lefnim ishuras hadin, even though it has become the, quote, custom in a number of circles to do so. Says Rav Pam, if that's the case, the husband has to go above and beyond to figure out ways to fulfill his obligation. You can't just renege on it and say, you do it. There are other ways that the husband could fulfill it in terms of other areas of life. The Hakaras HaTov and the heartfelt desire to do everything possible to make his wife happy. Rav Pam talks about it here. But again, that is Rav Pam in terms of the Chiyuv. Besides the Ksus, as it says here, Mizonos. Mizonos depends on what the wife is used to. Connected to Mizonos is, the Gemara mentions, Refuah. Refuah, if there are any hospital bills or medical insurance, that also is a husband's responsibility to be able to make enough money to be able to give, pay for the expenses of refuah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes as a Siman Ayin Tes, and interesting, the Pischei Tshuva on Shulchan Aruch discusses, what if it's the wife's fault that she got sick? Does he still have to pay for it? What if she went outside without a coat? Whatever the case may be, she ate terrible, certain dangerous food that made her sick. The Pischei Tshuva discusses this. Most Achronim assume that he would still be obligated, especially if it was a shogeg. Especially if it was a shogeg. How do you know this? So if you look at the Nishmat Avraham, Dr. Abraham, on Shulchan Aruch, he quotes, there's a halacha in Maseches Makos that says, if the wife kills by accident, the husband has got to go to Golos with her. What do you mean? She did something wrong by accident. But so what? The husband's got to go to Golos with her. Rav Shlomo Zalman brought that as a raya that even if it's the wife's fault, so to speak, for getting sick, that the husband still has to support her and pay for her expenses. Okay, the inyan, what else? There's another idea of just being with one's wife. That's getting in the next line. The inyan chilaka onos yulafi kovad onos ha'ish. What about the sexual responsibilities, the physical responsibilities the husband has for a wife? So there's no specific amount given by Chazal. Depends on the situation. The Gemara talks about different types of umnios, different types of employments. A sailor, a gamal, a camel driver, Talmud Chacham, Palmachas B'Shavua, V'roi Lo Shetiyah Lel Shabbos, on Shabbos, part of Oneg Shabbos. But either way, this is there's no specific time amount given, but it's a balance is found between the husband and the wife. The Bali Musar point out, though, what is the word used for this area of life? Its word is ona. Ona literally means time. Rav Schechter says over, and Rabbi Forrest writes it in his Sefer, also connected to this, ona means time. The most important thing that the husband and the wife have to give to each other is time. And that applies to every day of the month, no matter what part of the month it is. Ona is time. Some of the Bali Musar point out that we say in the Sheva Brachas, Reyim Ha'ahuvim. The husband and the wife are called Reyim, friends, and Ahuvim are lovers. Sometimes there's time for Reyim, and sometimes there's time for Ahuvim. But there's always Ona, there's always time. Rav Pam in the next piece over here in his Sefer writes that the Chafetz Chaim once received a letter from Rav Meir Shapiro, the Loblina Rav. He said, I'm going to be in Rodin for a Shabbos, could I please come to you Friday night? The Chafetz Chaim sends back the telegram, sure, unbelievable, I'm so excited. Then the Loblina Rav sends the next telegram back. He says, no, I just wanted to make sure that you know, my minhag, says Rav Meir Shapiro, is that, you know, if I'm not with family members, I don't know if it's not only with non-family members, maybe even in the family, the women eat in a different room than the men. So I just want to make sure that's okay with you when I'm coming for Shabbos, that the women are not in the same room. The Chafetz Chaim sends a telegram back, I would love to have you, but I'm sorry. That's not my minhag. My wife is used to sitting at the table with me, and I cannot impinge on her, even if it's to have the Gadol Hador at my table. And if I would ask her, she'd probably say yes, so I don't even want to ask her. That's the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim felt, reading Rav Palm, that despite the great mitzvah of Akrasas Orchem and Kavod HaTorah, to have such a distinguished personality at a Shabbos table, how could he deprive his wife of what was due to her? He even refused to ask her permission to do so, knowing that she might not agree to do so wholeheartedly. Chesed is nice, but not at the expense of one's wife. That's Rav Palm. That's the Chafetz Chaim, and that's what this mitzvah is about. This mitzvah is about making sure that we always have the other person in mind. Just one other thought related to this, and then we'll finish up. The Nesivis. This is the first source. Whenever I learn with Hassanim and, before the wedding, any Taras HaMishpacha course, this is the first source that I always like to quote. The Nesivis has a commentary on Shir HaShirim. So in the Hakdama to that commentary, the Nesivis gives a mashal. He says, imagine you have a beautiful tower. Beautiful tower! And people come from all over to see it and travel the earth to come see this beautiful tower. Let's say there's an artist that makes a picture of the tower. Draws an exact replica picture of the tower. So it looks exactly like the tower. What happens if somebody comes and scribbles all over that picture? And they pour paint on it. People look at the picture, they're like, oh, what a disgusting tower. What dirty, it's gross. And they can't even separate the fact that it's really a gorgeous tower. But it was vandalized, says the Nesivis. That's the mashal for the physical relationship between a husband and a wife. We look around our world today. What do we see on the streets? What do we see on the billboards? We see that this area of life has become dirty, has become vandalized. But really, deep down, Yadus thinks it's a beautiful area of life. If the husband and the wife, following halacha, take it seriously and fulfill their mutual obligations to each other in the forms of ona that the Torah prescribes, it's beautiful. It's just that the world around us and society has dirtied it, has sullied it. But we have to realize the slightest touch between a male and a female is so special, and that's what the Torah is telling us here. Sherekzos v'ona lo yigra, between the husband and the wife. And says, he finishes off the Sefer HaChinuch, and Hagas mitzvah zu leni baschorin, b'chol makom v'chol zman, bizacharin. The mitzvah is on the males. And if the male does not fulfill his obligations, he violates this isser, but does not get malchus, because it is a lav she'ein bo maisa. A lot of these obligations are recorded in the ksuba. Enough time, I was going to go into a little bit more about the ksuba, but just to mention, to review, the ksuba, as we know, is not a marriage license, it's not a marriage document. There is a mitzvah derabanan. There's an isser derabanan. That a husband and a wife are not allowed to be together without a ksuba. They don't have to have the ksuba with them. They just have to know where the wife has to know where it is. But the ksuba delineates all the obligations that the husband has for the wife during the marriage and after the marriage. That's what it discusses. It's the commitment of the husband to the wife. That's what the ksuba is. But that, a lot of this mitzvah, this is the basis. Many, the machlokas, tanoi, machlokas amaram, whether ksuba is da'oraisa or da'rabanan, if it is da'oraisa, it's connected to the psukim in this parsha. And also the parsha later on in Mishpatim. But part of it is here that he shouldn't be gorea, sher ksus va'ona, and a lot of that is written in the ksuba. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And this was a week of Avdus mitzvos. Next week, let's show we get into other mitzvahs, every day being another mitzvah, as we know, from Parshas Mishpatim. Everybody should have a Guten Shabbos.